This is Jesus and All of the Bible, a spoken gospel podcast. In each episode, we take a quick look at what's happening in a biblical text and how it sheds light on Jesus and his gospel. Let's jump in.
Proverbs 26 through 29. What's happening? God made the world by words. He spoke, and everything we know was born. It is only by God's wise words that we and our planet have life, and it was by God's word that the world was cursed. Proverbs 18:21 says it this way: "The tongue has the power of life and death." This ultimately applies to God, but it also applies to us. God has given humans the unique power of giving life and death through words. Our words have the power to incite either love or violence. The lips of fools invite a beating, and their lips are a snare to their very lives. Our words can shame and judge others, or they can be a means of mercy. Drive out the mocker, and out goes strife. Quarrels and insults are ended. Proverbs understands that humans made in the image of their God carry great power. In fact, our words don't just impact personal relationships. The security and success of cities can rest in the words of its influencers. Wise people choose their words carefully because truthful lips endure forever. Wise people also choose their timing carefully. No matter how beautiful someone sings, nobody wants to hear it at 5 a.m. The inclination to share the right words at the right occasion is wisdom. It's the way you and your tongue were meant to work. Proverbs recognizes the power of the tongue to give life or death. Wise people choose to use their tongues to give life. Where is the gospel? Our problem is that our mouth gives us away. Like the book of Proverbs taught, Jesus said that words are all you needed to tell the state of a person's heart. Jesus even warns us that it will be our own words that are used to save or condemn us. We would all be horrified and humiliated if every word we've ever said was uploaded to the internet. But the good news is that Jesus' words are more powerful than ours. His words are always perfect, and they always give life. And at Jesus' last words on the cross, "It is finished." Every evil, flippant, or careless word we've said is deleted. For anyone who says, "I believe," Jesus removes our words from our reputation as far as the east is from the west. And because of Jesus, the wise words that spoke healing into withered hands, lifeless bodies, demonized minds, and dead hearts now live inside us. Our words no longer bring shame, but are given the power to speak life and grace to those who hear us. Now we can boldly pray in God's presence without worrying about saying the wrong thing. We can confidently expect that He will answer our prayers. While the words "It is finished" and "I believe" might sound insignificant, praise God that He is willing to use simple words to grant us His salvation. See for yourself. May the Holy Spirit open your eyes to see the God who brings forth life and creation with wise words. And may you see Jesus, the Word made flesh, who gives new life to us and our words.
Thank you for listening to Jesus and All of the Bible. This podcast is created by Spoken Gospel. Spoken Gospel is a nonprofit ministry dedicated to speaking the gospel out of every corner of Scripture. To learn more about our mission and to view all of our free resources, visit SpokenGospel.com.